The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And, of course, I'm wearing my We the People Are Pissed Off t-shirt with the Power Hour logo on it. And, of course, this is Hump Day, May 3rd, 2023. We're at 7.01 a.m. Central Time. For those of you tuning in, welcome, welcome, welcome. Let's see what's happening. Yesterday, we had Dr. Becker on. Karen Becker, yes, like the number one most trusted and listened to veterinarian. She is all over what's going on right now. She's got forever dog bites, and my dog absolutely loves them. And so, anyway, for a limited time, we're offering 15% off on two bags of our Forever Dog Bites when you purchase the Forever Dog Book signed by Dr. Karen Becker and Rodney Habib. It's amazing how that works. Limited supply of books. So you can order the bundle by calling the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 as soon as they open up at the top of next hour Central Time. Now, the thing is that Dr. Becker's bites, and I got to interject some other stuff here before I get to that. There has been some news out there. I've been getting some emails from some people that say that the World Economic Forum is saying that in order to reduce the carbon footprint of animals, we need to kill all the dogs and cats. Well, apparently the fact checkers went out. I tried to check my Gmail for one of the links that was sent to me, and Gmail blocked it. They would not let me look at the article because apparently all the fact checkers have come out and said, no, that's not true. No, we're not telling everybody they need to kill their dogs and cats. This is, you know, typical behavior of the tit for tat stuff that the World Economic Forum is putting out, freaking people out. So that does not mean that you go out and shoot your animal. That's not what it means. It means that somebody's putting out misinformation, and we have to be better than that and rise above it. All right. The thing is about Dr. Becker's bites, they're 100% meat dog treats packed with essential nutrients with no additives, preservatives, or fillers. And I got three bags of them in the mail yesterday, day before, actually, and I didn't open them. And my dog was like, oh, come on, man. Really? She's doing the Biden on me. Come on, man. You know, one of those dog treats, man. She can't stop. She loves them. These are handmade, quite literally handmade. They're all over the website. If you go there, single ingredient dog treats, by the way. Some companies have sophisticated recipes. Many of our dog and cat treats are only one ingredient, meat. The ones that aren't. Yeah, certified organic meat is blended with organic supplements to boost the life of your furry friend and achieve optimum health. That's why we got it. And, of course, the book, Forever Dog Book. And you'll get 15% off on two bags of the Forever Dog Bites when you buy the Forever Dog Book. All right? Got to get me one of those. It's probably got a lot of stuff in there on how to take care of your animal the right way. That was a very interesting conversation yesterday we had with Dr. Becker, and we appreciate everybody and their phone calls and their concerns about stuff. Of course, now if we have a guest on the show and we're talking about a specific topic, we appreciate it when you stick to that topic when you call up. If you have questions about anything we're doing at the Power Mall, we have a number, 877-817-9829. And if you go online to thepowermall.com, we have a live chat available. You can send us an email at support@thepowermall.com and take advantage of the daily deal. Then, of course, I told you yesterday, we came out of the gate with the Joyce Riley coffee mug fundraiser in order to raise money for the shortwave frequency. If you donate $100 or more, we're going to send you a free coffee mug. We'll pay the shipping. And mine's on the way, so I'm going to be holding up, instead of the Texit now, I'll be holding up the Joyce Riley coffee mug. I know that $100 is a lot of money for some of you, and I just, you know, just encourage you to try, if you can, to support the effort. We get the word out. We are not like some of these other major broadcasters, back-channel broadcasters out there that, and we don't make you pay for subscriptions. See, we could do that. We could start making you pay for subscriptions. We're not doing that, all right? Everything we're doing right now is for free, but we got to stay in business, right? That's how it works, just like any other business. I'm going to talk to you about what's happening. The Bud Light sales continue to tank. People are not going to forget this. You know, as a matter of fact, one proctologist was overheard yelling at his nurse, "No, I said a Bud Light." That's how much sales are tanking. I know you're all sitting there going, "Krieger, he did not say that." I go, "No, it's a joke." I figured you'd need a little humor. See, but this is the thing. Boycotts send messages. And the thing is, when you forget about the Constitution, all your freedoms go away. That's why we have pocket constitutions now back in stock. We've got our spring sale going on as well. Quercetin, silver mist humidifier additive, oreganol juice, Sinew Orega, Latero Flora probiotic, and Living Streams multi-blend liquid probiotic and Optivita digestive enzymes are all 15% off. That's our spring sale going on right now. You should know that. You should have it memorized. We'll have a quiz in 5 minutes. North American Herb and Spice, by the way, we featured Purely Liver, Dr. Willard's Plant Catalyst. That's a natural plant-grown alternative. I got some of that on the way here. I want to try that. I just replanted my corn in its own dedicated raised bed. Should be interesting to see. It's doing well. We got sugar to fiber, raw pine power plus, Heaven's Harvest organic emergency food kit, all new stuff that you should take advantage of. In fact, I even included today 20 best crops for survival gardening, which I dug up to put on our email blast. So those of you that do get the internet can click on that. Now, I understand that a lot of you out there are kind of like my parents. They're not here anymore, but I remember way back when I offered to get them a computer. "No, no, no, we don't have time for that technology." Yeah, I know. They're too busy playing tennis and having a good time, just, you know, rotting away in Florida. And my dad didn't live long as a result. Right after he moved there 3 years later, they're putting his ashes in the ground. So a lot of people, if you don't have something to keep you busy, then things just go to hell in a handbasket with your health, which is one of the reasons why we have the Power Mall, because we have all these different nutrients and things out there to help you and now your pet stay healthy and live longer. If you have any kind of questions about our show, but you don't want to call in, you're too timid. "I don't want to call in. Dave will pin my ears back." No, I won't. Come on. This is freedom of speech. That's what the Constitution is for. You got to be emboldened. You can't sit there and cower in a corner. You can text us at 877-817-9829. Hit number 2 when you get that and leave a comment. Might have a topic or guest recommendation you want to hear. Somebody on there, you can email us at support@thepowerhour.com, provided you have internet access. See, a lot of people, what will happen is that at some point in time in the future, and it can't happen here because we have to have internet in order to communicate. The show would not exist without internet unless we find our own way to generate satellite communication. We don't know what the future holds. It's a very expensive proposition to go all satellite. That's why shortwave is the next best thing. For those of you wanting to listen to the Power Hour by phone, we have a number, 631-359-8232. And of course, your donations, everything is all good. We love it when you do that. You can get the Joyce Riley coffee mug, too. If you do $100, you can go to the Partners tab. Make sure you let us know that you've been there shopping so we can get credit for the purchases. And let's see, Genesis Gold Group, Heaven's Harvest, Lion Energy, Optivita Hemp Products, Sauna Space, The Grow Network, James McCanny Water Filters. I've got those. My Pillow. I've got those. Let's see, Lion Energy. I got some of that too. Heaven's Harvest. I got that too. Butterfly Essential Oils, Star West Botanicals, Bulk Herbs and Spices, and Flag Connections, EMF Rocks. All those partners, you can click on there when you buy. Just let us know you're doing it. And we have newsletters you can get from going to the Power Mall and thepowerhour.com to click on those. We have a community forum you can participate in. I mean, there's all sorts of ways to interact with us. If you want us to grow your business or there's a radio station there that does news talk you think should have the Power Hour on, give the radio station's program director a call and have a little chat. That's what you can do. We have a free webinar, as a matter of fact, called powerhourfood.com. It's how to grow food in a grid-down situation, even if you don't have a green thumb. Well, I don't profess to have a green thumb, but, man, you should see my gardens. I just did the right ingredients, talked to the right people, got the right tips. And, of course, coming up, 2 days away, we're going to be giving away another Rick Satellite system, ricksatelliteusa.com. One of those lucky listeners is going to get one if you wrote in and let us know, either by email or by snail mail, whether or not you wanted one and why. And these systems cost $269. They include shipping. And once you get these things, you don't have to plug them into the internet. You just set them up, plug them into the socket, and listen. It's that simple. Well, not that simple. But Rick will be there to help you. He has a phone number, 816-228-1801. You'll be calling the lovely city of Blue Springs, Missouri, becoming ever so populated as Kansas City goes through its urban sprawl. Yes, I used to live there. I was morning drive news anchor in Kansas City a long time ago, back in the 80s. It was a lot of fun while it lasted. Yes. What's else happening here? Mike in the Hoosier State. Who's your daddy, Mike?
Who's my daddy?
Yeah, who's your daddy? Got it? No.
It's not Biden. I wish it was Trump.
I wish it was, too. You, me, and everybody else in America.
Because he'd know how to raise me better than the Democrats, you know?
Oh.
Hey, I got a question to ask.
Sure.
I'm probably going to get some of them coffee mugs, but does that come with a can of coffee?
I wish it did. I really wish it did. Have you seen the prices of coffee lately?
I got back. Oh, yeah. I come back from Kentucky yesterday, and I go to Kentucky twice a week, and come back. I come home with my wife. I says, hey, you want one of them $100 coffee mugs? I says, I wonder what kind of coffee comes with it, you know? Me and my wife listen to you all the time, and, you know, my wife's Deb from Indiana, too, you know. But
sure.
I got a question. Definition of an alien. What is an alien?
Nanu, nanu.
No, that's something from outer space or something, right?
Well, you would think when people say alien, that's one thing. But see, alien has so many connotations now, especially when you put the word illegal in front of it.
Yeah, because, you know, this morning when I fired up the semi and started to head to Kentucky, I heard they caught that illegal person, immigrant from another country, okay, that had been kicked out of this country 5 times, you know, they caught him. You know, yep. The bad thing is people lost their lives out of it, but
I know
it wasn't. But the thing was, is yesterday after I was listening to some other news media later on in the afternoon, now the politicians are trying to put political about the gun deal on it. No, you have all these illegals coming into this country, and look at that, had a gun, just shooting it nonchalant, you know. Our country needs to wake up, because that one thing that's going to end probably in May 11th or something, we're going to get swamped.
That would be Title 42.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I've lived here and worked here all my life, you know, and you know, I mean, you know, my mom and dad's mother and father, when they came to this country, they came to Ellis Island, went through the legal procedures to come into the country, and then they finally got into here and made a living and showed them that they could work for America, you know?
Right.
But I'm gonna let you go so you can talk. You know, and you know, me and my wife enjoy listening to you out there. You know.
Yep. I know. My name is Sue. You say hi to Sue for me. Yeah. Right?
All righty. Well, you and your staff and all your listeners out there to listen to this station, have a nice day. And everybody just be careful, be safe, and have a nice day.
That's right. Keep your powder dry. All right. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate that. God bless you. We have Jeffrey Smith, by the way, coming on to the bottom of the hour, next hour. And let's see what else is going on here. Well, the European Commission in Brussels is got a scheme cooked up to shut down thousands of farms and ban farmers from returning to agriculture forever. This coming out yesterday, the governing arm of the European Union officially threw its support behind plans by the Dutch government to buy out thousands of farmers from their lands in order to meet the EU's Natura 2000 scheme to protect certain environments. Wait till these EU, I wonder where the European Union leaders are going to get their food from. I mean, this thing that they got going on with the Dutch, no farms, no food. I mean, the plan would offer farmers 120% of the value of their farm. They could see some 3,000 so-called peak emitters of nitrogen shut down. Ooh. Here's a thought for you Dutch farmers out there. Take the deal and get out of Dodge. Take that 120% and go somewhere else. Migrate to another country. Seek asylum. It would be political. Because they literally robbed you of your livelihood. And if you guys are that successful, maybe we need you here in the United States coming in legally rather than these illegals that are crossing our border. And you'll have the money to do it. Hey, the U.S. government gives visas to everything. Just don't tell them what you're going to do when you get here, because if they say you're going to have if you tell them you're going to have a farm and do all that stuff, they might not let you in. So, you know, you Dutch farmers out there listening to this, you don't have to put up with that garbage. I mean, you can see what's going to happen. You can see what's going to happen in the Netherlands. This is not going to be pretty. People are going to be starving without food. That's their ultimate goal. The Great Reset, all these companies in Switzerland, we call them woke. People are asking me, what's woke? Anything that goes against God's law. Let's see, what else? Anything that takes away your freedom. That would be woke. People who think that, you know, like Ilhan Omar, who calls Tucker Carlson everything he says hate speech. You know, people like that, progressive left, they're woke. Maybe they have an agenda and they don't want you to know about it, because they won't come out and openly admit they have an agenda. No, they just make it political. Well, now companies in Switzerland, and there's a bunch of them out there. I couldn't believe it when I read the news story. They're trying to train children to eat insects to build up a future customer base for the Great Reset style protein. Rather than peddling delightful Swiss chocolate, some companies are actively attempting to try to convince kids to munch down on some bugs instead. When I opened it up, I said, hey, I feed my chickens that stuff. Mealworms. You really going to eat those? How many of you had the tequila challenge where you ate the mezcal, right? The worm? That's kind of like that, except do it on a regular basis. Yeah. So, like, that's going to go over well. Most of the kids are like, bleh. They took one look at that and said, up yours, you eat it. Chance in West Virginia, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave Meister. Yeah, I had to call you and tell you, I really enjoyed that your show yesterday with Dr. Karen Becker.
She's wonderful, isn't she?
Hearing stories, I'm an animal lover, and hearing stories about animals, I really enjoy. It gives a whole new meaning to who let the dogs out, huh? Your one caller mentioned about his relatives coming to this country, too. My grandparents and my daddy came to this country in 1952 from Europe, and my daddy was only 15. But my grandparents had to have I think, a shot. They had to have a sponsor and had to have a job lined up. So it wasn't easy for them, and they made it perfectly. And your one caller reminded me of that. This was in 1952. I think what Eisenhower was president, correct?
Right.
But back then you had to have, you know, an inoculation. You had to have a job lined up so you wouldn't be a burden on anybody, and a couple other things which I can't remember. But that brought back memories too. And I'm sure you're aware of that. I'm sure you know of people who came to this country in that era. Those were the requirements.
They were, and people did it, and they took the oath of office, they studied, they got an attorney, they did all the things right, and now they're looking at what's going on right now in America with all these people illegally crossing the border. Half of them are gone. The rest of them obtain guns and go shoot their neighbors. I mean, if this is what we have to look forward to, and there's something else that, you know, here's a little scary thought for you. Imagine what's going to happen if Biden runs again. And he dies in office. Guess who's president? You really want to vote for him this time? You really want to vote for him this time? They'd have to impeach her right away. They literally would. She'd have to be impeached right away. She would turn this country upside down.
Of course. Yeah, but he did it already for her, though. I mean, here's a man who can't put certain sentences together. It's amazing how this man is president.
I know. Yeah, she acts like she's stoned all the time.
Yeah, she's the Mary Cackler.
I want to know what kind of drug she's on. That's what I want to know.
Something strong. But getting back to the immigration before I let you go, it's amazing how all the people followed the rules that came over. The Germans, the Poles, the Italians, the French, all of them. They all worked when they came here. And that's the memory I have of my grandparents. And it's a proud memory.
Yep, they were hard workers.
That's a proud memory. Yep, all of them from Europe, yes. Well, Dave, thank you. That was a great show yesterday. The more I hear talk about animals, the more I see people, the more I enjoy the company of my three amigos.
Oh, yes, you take care of your three amigos, Chance. We appreciate that. Jim in Missouri, you're up. What's going on?
I got a question. Question concerning the vaccine or so-called vaccine that they're either putting in the food or they're going to. That's my question. Is it already in there, or are they going to put it in there? And if it is already in there, what all is it in so far?
Well, they're contemplating this. So far, we understand that it's been introduced into the pork in Australia. That's what we understand, is that they're trying it in other countries. It hasn't quite hit yet here that we know of. Now, see, there are certain things that Karen Becker on our show yesterday brought up, and that is if these additives are put into the food prior to getting to the manufacturing plant, they don't have to put them on the label. And this is probably one of the reasons why Big Ag and everybody else is fighting these bills in Idaho, Arizona, and they already beat it in Tennessee. They're trying to do it in Missouri, too. You know, Holly Jones was on this show talking about the fact they want to label all this stuff that has mRNA in it. To me, the thing is that a lot of this garbage is already in the food, and it does have a label on it. Now, whether it's mRNA or not, understand that GMO, if it says non-GMO, then there's a label on it that said it's not injected with stuff that could alter. I mean, what do you think that the genetically modified organism, that's what GMO is. That is, in essence, what we're looking at here, except it's going to get more serious because they want to try to put the jab in it. And that's something that people, hey, if you're going to put modified RNA in our food so that everybody gets jabbed, you know, this is one of the reasons why we're telling people you better start shopping local and forget these major food chains, because when they start doing it, we haven't heard that they have yet, Jim. I know that there's been some alarm, and maybe that's a good thing. Maybe people need to understand what they might do to our food, and then we have to eat that. What else is there to eat? Well, that's why we want you to grow food. I mean, and go local. Find a butcher in your area that processes local meat. Raise your own cows. I mean, there's any number of things that you can do. And people go, well, I don't really, You know, as long as you got some protein out there in your diet, that's what eggs are for. Of course, eating eggs every day, you know, some people, that's why I do different things with it, like make quiche. I've gotten pretty good at it. Different recipes for quiche. I know, Bubba don't eat quiche. That's what we used to say in East Texas. But, you know, they love it when they get it and they understand what it is. Nothing wrong with it. But see, that's when you have your own hens, you got your own protein load. And the thing is they're really trying to wipe us out. We just have to say no. Just don't stop buying these things that say GMO on it. When they say non-GMO, there's a reason. They wouldn't lie, because if we found out that they were genetically modified, we'd go after them in court. Because we are, after all, a litigious nation, right?
Well, they could label it non-GMO and still put stuff in there anyway. I mean, it's not like anybody's going to do anything about it.
Well,
I mean,
you know,
there's no law and order in this country anymore. Anything goes now.
Well, but yeah, I understand the mindset.
Is it still safe to eat food from the grocery stores right now is what I was wondering about. And about the pet food, the dog food, I've got two dogs of my own, and I don't want to feed them anything that's got that garbage in it.
Yeah, I was about ready to give my dog her dose of Advantix, and all of a sudden they went, whoa, after talking to Dr. Becker yesterday, it's like, wait a minute, I'm poisoning my dog.
And she's over here, flea and tick? You
know, she's scratching like a hound, and I'm like, oh, God, you know, what do I do here? Well, I'm going to have to use some of the, there's some of these natural sprays out there. We thought about peppermint and anything to keep these damn bugs off of them, and I mean, you know, we're trying everything. Obviously, this book, Forever Dogs, probably has some good stuff in it. Might behoove you to invest in that. She was a wonderful woman. I enjoyed having her on yesterday. We'll have her back again.
Yeah, I really enjoyed listening to her, too. But I've always wondered about those flea treatments, because if it makes the dog's blood toxic enough to kill fleas, what does that do to the dog?
Bingo. Thank you for that. Thank you for that.
Anyway, I just want to get that kind of clarified about the food, if it's already in there or not, because I didn't know if it's time to quit eating or what.
Yeah, that's what they would love to have us all starve to death. But see, that's one of the reasons why I put that crop survival gardening link on our email blast. So, yeah, I haven't heard that they're doing it. But the thing is that genetically modified organisms are already penetrated our grocery market, and you just have to be alert. And you're right about the fact that, how do we know? They might lie, put non-GMO, because it's like organic. How do we know they're growing organic? How do we know that? I mean, everything, even if it says organic, you're going to wash it off anyway before you eat it, right?
Yeah. And
we just have to be careful. That's all. Keep your eyes and ears open, Jim.
As far as growing our own food, you know, it's going to be probably fall before you can harvest anything. So I'm just wondering, can I still eat out of the grocery stores until then?
I would imagine. I mean, just as long as you stay away from the ultra-processed food, you'll be all right. That's all that crap garbage in the freezer section that they have to freeze it, because if they, you know, put it out in its natural form, it'd go bad. I always, you know, it's interesting that a lot of people are taking magnets to the grocery store, and the real strong magnets. And they're going to the meat section and putting the magnet on the meat to see whether or not it sticks. That way they know, don't buy this because it's probably got junk in it. Anyway, Jim, appreciate your call. 28 minutes after the hour, we're going to break. We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after these important words here in the Power Hour. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue, formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, Wednesday, May 3rd, 2023. Time marches on, as Tracy Lawrence used to say in the song. In other world news, confusion, amusement, and dismay as France's Minister for Finance, Bruno Le Maire, he wrote and published an erotic novel while still in office, and for this he's being chided. He insists he couldn't do his job without the additional stimulation of writing raunchy fiction. Yeah, this is our cancel culture. It's active everywhere. Speaking of active, Biden's going to send 1,500 active duty troops to the U.S.-Mexico border to stem an expected migrant surge when that Title 42 goes away. Day late, dollar short. You see, what's happening in this country as a result, it's a big meltdown. Police in Australia have issued an apprehended violence order to a woman after several people online reported her for opposing the inclusion of a male player in women's soccer league. Well, you think it's bad just writing a raunchy novel while in office, and then now you come online and you post something, and now they want to come and arrest you. Wow. Only in Australia. Yeah. Used to be those Aussies, boy, they weren't wimps, man. You say something, go sideways on an Aussie, man, boy, they come after you. Apparently they're going after everybody that says anything they don't like. The battleground of the Cold War between communist China and the U.S. is going to be waged in capitals across the European continent, according to a former PLA general, or colonel, rather. Zhubo claimed the Cold War between Beijing and Washington is going to be fought over influence in Europe, which he claimed will be divided between its reliance on America for its defense and China for trade. 9 dead, 7 injured in a shooting at a school in Belgrade, Serbia. Oh, by the way, you know that balloon that was floating over Hawaii? Well, a Department of Defense official said there wasn't any evidence a mysterious balloon detected off the coast belongs to China or any other hostile foreign power. They're still monitoring it. Poses no threat to aviation safety or U.S. national security. Like, you believe that guy? Oh, man. Now, the one thing that there is, if you go to hashtag walk the line or illegal immigration, Radio Free Asia is indeed reporting there's a growing number of videos posted to China's controversial TikTok platform teaching Chinese nationals how to sneak across the U.S. border from Mexico. It is indeed accurate. Some of them were created by people who claimed to successfully slipped across the border at least once. London police said a controlled explosion was carried out outside Buckingham Palace late Tuesday after a man was arrested on suspicion of possessing an offensive weapon. This all happening before the coronation of King Charles, of course. And, of course, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has declared the America I love does not imprison dissidents. Yeah, tell that to the Biden administration. Yeah, it's going to be fun. See, Biden, because he's president, he doesn't want to participate in debates. No, he wants to go hide in his basement again, just like he did last time. And, of course, the big thing for you Texans out there, East Texas deported migrant charged with 5 murders is now in custody. Guess where they caught him? Ironically, they caught him in Cut and Shoot, Texas. They Cut and Shoot. That is the name of a town in Texas. Cut and Shoot, right? It's a very similar one of these odd names like Why Not Mississippi? And I'm surprised because it has such a small population. Why not? You would think, hey, you want to go do the wild thing and procreate like God told us to? Why not? Maybe that's how the town got its name. I don't know. I'm just messing with you. Left-wing activists, by the way, mounted another, quote, insurrection at Austin, Texas, this time disrupting a session of the Texas state legislature, taking over the gallery yesterday before Dade Phelan, Speaker of the House, removed them, ordered cops, get them out of here. Yeah, they were the trans folk. Yeah. Yeah, they're really making their message known. And see, the thing is who got arrested? You got removed, but who got arrested like they did in the nation's capital, like J6? How's that happen? An assistant principal at Westfield High School in Houston tried to break up a fight last Thursday, and then she got beaten up by a mob of students. And they're all like, everybody kick that hoe. You know, excuse me, but see, this is what's going on in our meltdown here. Pretty crazy out there, you know, pretty crazy. Oklahoma woman said police found the bodies of her daughter and 3 grandchildren on a rural property where authorities had tracked down a registered sex offender and 2 missing teenagers, all of whom were also found dead. Yep, you remember that First Republic Bank that went belly up? Well, according to Dick Durbin, Democratic senator from Illinois, Senate Majority Whip, taxpayers are paying $13 billion to save First Republic Bank. And according to our back channel news, there's 6 other banks right now at risk of failure. Is yours one of them? Alan in Texas, good morning, sir. Sorry to keep you holding.
No problem, Dave.
Man, having too much fun here.
Where do I start? You've got me laughing. You've got me crying. You've got me mad. You've got me disgusted. Where do we go? I mean, you know, I'm waiting to hear. It's like, no, that's not a weather balloon. That's actually a UFO, you know, unlike Roswell. You know, I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for the government to come out. No, it wasn't a weather balloon. That was a real UFO. Where do we go? 1,500 troops at the border. You know, they're not going down there to stop them from crossing the border. They're going down there to help them process them across
the
border.
That's exactly, you are so right on, sir. That's exactly why they're going down there, is to help process them in.
Yeah. You know, and basically, Dave, there's so much to talk about, and your show's limited, our time's limited, but, you know, those of us who really know what's going on, none of this really surprises us. Kind of like meine Freunde here, George Freund up there in Canada, you know, called in yesterday. I wanted to call up and just talk to the listening audience that Joyce developed over all these years. thank you for keeping it interesting. Thank you for being there. Thank you for continuing this, because a lot of people out there like me listen to Joyce Riley religiously every morning. And on the issue of pets, Joyce would do, you know, you remember when all the pets were being killed by melamine, you know, in the dog food? Joyce kept track of that. And those of us who don't have computers, she would say, don't buy, you know, this brand of dog food. It was just tested and it's found it's got melamine in it if you want your pet to live. You know, I had a big bag of dog food and I said, oh, crap, no. You know, I took it and I chunked it, you know, chunked it in a burn pile. No, I just wanted to thank you, Dave, for continuing on and tell the listening audience out there that Joyce developed. You know, we're not alone, but there's not a lot of us out there. Thank y'all for being out there. You know, all of Joyce's listeners over all these years, I know you've been listening and you might not call in, but we know you're out there. And I just want to say thank you for being out there, making me feel not so lonely in this world, because around me, it's a nightmare.
I know it. You're not. And see, you're also the co-host of Republic of Texas Radio. So on Republic Broadcasting Network, and see, we appreciate your input too, Alan, because everything you have to say matters, especially to the people in the Lone Star State. There's just so much crazy stuff going on here because of the fact that, you know, they're crossing the border in multiple places here, and this is one of the reasons why things are ramping up and why you see so much stuff happening here. You know, and with the left doing what they did in Austin, it's like, wow, you know, when's the legislature going to wake up? When they storm and they come in with baseball bats and start cracking, splitting skulls? I mean, you know what? When's it going
to
stop?
Something's going to have to happen, Dave. We're not going to vote our way out of this. You know that. Something's going to have to happen.
Yeah, I have a feeling.
Unfortunately, and we can't really talk about that because then the FBI shows up on your doorstep. Yeah.
I know.
I've been doing everything
SUVs
I can, Dave. Yeah.
I know it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just all you can do is keep your powder dry and stock up on food and grow those gardens.
Hey, you know, real quick on that, you know, there was an article in our local paper, Letters to the Editor, a guy who'd been a cop for 10 years and was you know, a former with the Coast Guard. It's like he ordered a trigger mechanism legally off the internet. And he said he was building a hog rifle, an AR-15, to shoot hogs with out here, because, you know, every now and then you run up on a group of 20 or 30 hogs and it can get quite exciting. You kind of want rapid fire at that point. He got a call from the Gillespie County Sheriff's Office saying, I've got two ATF agents sitting in my office and, we would like you to come turn your trigger mechanism in before we have to come out and arrest you. And this guy was like, what? Right. I believe that everything was still good out there until this happened. And you know, it takes different things for different people to get snapped into what's really going on. So, yes, folks, this is happening. Simply because it hasn't happened to you yet, it's coming. So just, hey, put on your seatbelt and prepare for impact.
Yeah, that's a sad state of affairs, because, you know, when you see the black SUVs roll up or you get a call from the local sheriff, it's like, boy, that's some pretty scary stuff. You know, and it's amazing,
too. You know, our sheriff here is head of the Texas Sheriff's Association, and Buddy Mills is as big a piece of horse feces or whatever kind of feces you want to call it as you'll ever find. I know him personally. Yeah, it does not make me feel good. So, anyway, Dave, I'll let you get on with your show, man. Thank you for being there.
Appreciate that, Alan. Thank you. Boy, folks, you're hearing it from the front line. I mean, this is what's going on. Things are getting crazy. If you don't get sheriffs that respect what's going on with your right to bear arms, and it doesn't matter, you know, they've made it that you have to have, it has to be registered with the federal government. You have to have a gun registration if you're going to own an automatic weapon. See, we're an armed militia. I mean, where does it say in there that you have to have a license in the Second Amendment to own an automatic weapon, to own any weapon, as a matter of fact? Where does it say that? It says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, period. What part of that equation? See, you have this jackbooted fascist out there called the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms rolling up in four cattle cars. Again, I go back to that old question. How many Wacos and Ruby Ridges do we need to have before people wake up and say something and do something about it? You know, we've tried to be people of peaceful means. I get that. And I appreciate it. God bless you. There comes a point in time where we may have to defend our value systems with more than just speech, because when they take that away, that's when the killing starts. Tucker Carlson, by the way, for those of you Tucker fans out there, just got a $100 million five-year contract offer from Valuetainment. Yep, that's the News Corp there. Well, he's under contract to Fox. Tucker Carlson Today's shows are still in the archive lineup. The sidelining, of course, has created a media feeding frenzy. Newsmax seems to be in the hunt as well. There's a Valuetainment has offered him $100 million over a five-year deal. That's pretty much what he was getting paid at Fox. So, you know, this isn't over yet. Tucker, just hold on. You know, Kevin in Ohio. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, just fine, Dave. How are you? I hope you're well. Hey,
I'm doing great.
I have some big issues to make comment about. Number one, I'll give you a quick one. A quick one is a tip for your survival garden is save your urine. Urine is very strong in nitrogen and phosphorus, and it can be cut 10 to 1. It has a lot of trace minerals in it for your gardening.
Huh.
So,
good idea.
It's kind of a smelly subject, but I'll tell you what, it is a survival thing. So here's a quick one. Up there in Michigan, they were proving that electric battery plant, and some local councilman is really making it happen, where they're going to be drawing, requires 750,000 gallons of water a day. Did you read that article about that?
No, I didn't know that factoid.
Yeah, this lithium battery plant that they're Whitmer's pushing in there, and there's no greeny weenies out there saying, "Hey, you're stealing the water out of the water table," you know. But when it comes to Pepsi Cola and them taking water, Coke took all the water out of the watershed up there. Well, this plant's going to take twice as much as that, and there's no greenies out there bitching about it, you know.
Of course not.
No, of course not. And then I have two war comments. One, did you see where the Toad Zelensky, the Nazi, came over or issued a blacklist of our politicians and journalists that he claims are pro-Russian, and he wants them blacklisted? Can you imagine that little funk? And yeah, I want to be top on the list.
He's got a lot of nerve.
Yeah, I want to be tops on the list. Tops.
Yeah,
and then here's one for us, too, is Ukraine is now the number one unexploded mine and ordnance in that country than any other country in the world right now.
Wow.
They have mined more area with no maps, some maps and some lost maps of the mines and ordnance and everything. Enough area that's the size of the UK, the whole UK, has been mined in Ukraine. And this will be decades and decades before it's ever resolved. See, Angola is still finding mines. Laos still has 80 million unexploded cluster bombs. A little tiny country called Laos, you know, from the 70s, still 80 million unexploded mines. And that was in 2011. So, it's just
kind of a large number. I don't know, after being in during NUM, I'm not sure how 80 million of those things got into Laos. I know that they were crossing into Laos a lot. The North was crossing into Laos during that time, and so that's probably one of the reasons why they were there, or they're the ones that planted them.
No, it was called the Quiet War. That whole Quiet War proceeded, you know, before and after NUM. You know, I mean, the whole thing was going on. No one ever talked about it because they just kept pounding the Ho Chi Minh Trail and all that through there with cluster bombs. And it's really, you know, they're still the farmers are going to be going out there, and their kids are going to be blowing limbs off forever.
Probably, I feel sorry for those people. This is what happens when you have a war going on in your country.
Yes.
Sad state of affairs. Oh. Kevin, you have a blessed day.
God bless you.
Thank you, sir. David in Virginia, you've been holding. Thanks so much. What's up?
I know it's kind of bouncing around here a little bit, but I just got a hold of your broadcast this morning a little late right there. You're talking about dogs and trying to keep the fleas and ticks offloading and stuff.
Right.
I had a poor boy remedy right there. My dog right there, he tends to like to get out there in a dried out dirt pile and roll around, and he gets all dirty pretty much, and then he comes up in there and he's scratching and all this other stuff and everything. But I didn't have nothing to wash him with, so I tried putting Head and Shoulder shampoo on him.
Uh-huh.
And I've been using it for a while right there, and it cleans him off, and he don't get all excited, all that itching and everything, and it lasts 3 or 4 weeks right there, plus he smells good.
Ha! Huh, interesting. Yeah, see, dogs usually, they don't like the smell, the foo-foo stuff. They don't like that smell. That's what probably makes them go roll around in the dirt trying to get rid of it. But, hey, if Head and Shoulders will kill the fleas, then, you know, we'll give it a try.
Yeah, well, it does work right there. And one more thing right there. You had a guy there, I think it was last week or so, he was talking about he planted seeds and the plants were coming up right there, and then they'd only get about an inch so high, and then all of a sudden they'd die, whatever,
right.
They'd fall over, whatever. Well, you need to put more dirt around your seeds like that. When they start coming up and they're getting stringy like that, you need to put more dirt around them. And if there's any, like if they're in a container, you know, the growing container or something, and the edges of the container is higher than what the plant's grown out of, you need to fill it in to keep the plant so it's above the size of your container, and it might help your plants be a little bit stronger. I just wanted to bring that right there to conversation right there.
Well, we appreciate that, David. Thanks so much for your call. All right, so moving right along here, got some more news to cover. Oh, by the way, those of you in California, boy, you wish you were living there. California has entered the Union in 1850 as a free state. But yet now, the official reparations task force of that state has estimated that black residents of the state are owed $1.2 million each in compensation for the legacy of slavery. Wow. Yeah, the committee was signed into law by Governor Gavin Newsom during the height of the Black Lives Matter panic in 2020. So here they're allowed to go out and destroy American cities, and now the state of California wants to give each black resident $1.2 million in reparations. For what? That instantly bankrupts that state. You see, here's one classic example of a blue state that is morally bankrupt, and everybody, I'm surprised more people haven't left there that are already there. I mean, where do you think that $1.2 million is going to come from? California doesn't have that kind of money to give away. It's craziness. A New Mexico woman was sentenced to 16 years for abandoning her newborn in a dumpster in the city of Hobbs. Wow. Baby, fortunately, was found alive by dumpster divers and was doing well. Has a potential heart murmur and asthma, according to his father. A judge has upheld in Montana. See, they're not going to put up with this transgender garbage in their state house. Representative Zoe Zephyr, who is a trans person, they banned the trans person from the state house after he suggested their child protection rules would deliver, quote, blood on your hands. Yeah, we're backed in a court ruling on Tuesday by a judge just hours before the legislature wrapped up its biennial session. Oh, we have a writer's strike in Hollywood. Boy, they deserve everything they get, wokeness. Except there's one show right now that is still cranking out new episodes because their writers said, screw you, we're number one. And what do you think that is? Gutfeld. Yeah, their writers are not participating in Hollywood's first labor stoppage in 15 years. Joe Manchin, believe it or not, in West Virginia, is speculating he might leave the Democratic Party ahead of the 2024 election. He touted his relationship with No Labels, the political group that's been trying to allow all 50 states to vote on third-party candidate in the presidential elections and possibly of a nationwide run. FBI has arrested former Boston police officer for an alleged January 6 violence at the U.S. Capitol, Joseph Fisher, arrested in Plymouth for entering the U.S. Capitol building and assaulting a Capitol police officer. Well, la-dee-da. We have a whole bunch of Second Amendment stories. I mean, craziness. Chance, you got 1 minute. Go ahead.
Recommendation for pets, for fleas. When I lived up in the Northeast, my ex, she was a dog groomer. And we used to use Avon Skin So Soft on our dogs to keep fleas away. I don't know if you've ever heard of that before. Avon Skin So Soft. I just wanted to throw that out there because I heard the other gentleman mention fleas.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. Thanks. Avon Skin So Soft. Another thing to add to the Head and Shoulders faction here on the Power Hour. Thank you so much, Chance, for your call. We're at the break. When we come back, Jeffrey Smith will be joining us talking about the new wave of GMOs. There you go, Jim in Missouri. We got some stuff here about the dangers of CRISPR gene editing. Somebody who knows all about it will be back after the break. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.